Today, a long-awaited bill cleared the Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
That's Vice President Kamala Harris announcing the passage of the largest infrastructure bill in decades. It'll set aside over $1 trillion to repair the nation's roads, bridges, water systems, improve climate resilience and broadband access. But it covers a lot less than some Democrats pushed for, and it still has to cross a hurdle in the House of Representatives. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she won't put it up to a vote until Senate Democrats pass a separate $3.5 trillion bill. That's the one that includes expanding Medicare and other Democratic priorities. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell is here. And Kelsey, we thought this might pass over the weekend. It does. Today, at least in the Senate. How significant is this?
This is a very big deal. I mean, we don't often see this kind of bipartisan support for big spending like this. We see bipartisan support for some other types of bills, often in the national security realm. But when it comes to big, you know, fiscal investments in something like this, it's just not often that we see it come together like this. And that's part of the reason why there were so many skeptics in both parties that this could ever happen. But we did see 19 Republicans vote for this bill, along with all of the Democrats in the Senate. And those 19 Republicans included Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. You know, generally speaking, Republicans say that this is important because it was the product of bipartisan talks where everybody agreed on the definition of infrastructure. Everybody agreed that in this narrow conversation, they would be talking about funding things like roads and bridges and ports and airports, and they would stay away from the controversial issues that Democrats want to pursue on their own. I think it's really interesting that the lead negotiator for Republicans, Rob Portman of Ohio, basically made a speech saying that everybody should be proud of the work that they've done and that the Senate is doing their job this time, and they're doing their job in helping American people get to work and grow the economy.
Well, just a quick thought on the politics. Former President Trump tried to stop Republicans from stopping or, you know, signing this bill. It still went through, as we said, in the Senate. Mm-hmm. And we've been hearing people say, who doesn't want to be at the ribbon cutting, you know, when something does get built? But how quickly can states actually spend this money?
Well, first, this would have to become law. And there are a lot of, you know, hurdles between now and then. This has passed the Senate, but it has to pass the House as well. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she will not bring up the bipartisan bill until the Senate finishes work on the broader $3.5 trillion partisan bill that is just now getting underway in the Senate. And just now getting underway, I mean that they are just literally just starting a process that could take months. So I don't anticipate that this could even be voted into law, or I'm sorry, signed into law for many months ahead.
Yeah, well, just before the Senate vote today, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, apparently speaking, you know, across the rooms to Speaker Pelosi, said they would immediately start working to pass the larger measure without Republican support. Let's listen.
Once this bill is complete, the Senate will immediately turn to the second track in our two-track strategy, passing a budget resolution that will unlock historic investments in American jobs, American families, and the fight against climate change. The two-track strategy is proceeding full steam ahead.
And Kelsey, just to remind people, this second, much larger bill does not need Republicans on board to pass it, but it sure would have been nice, and President Biden would like, you know, bipartisan support. Just in the few seconds we have, what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, now committees get to work after the Senate finishes the process of voting to begin the process on the budget process here. Committees will have to get to work and write actual policies. So this work is going to be lengthy, and it is going to involve a lot of debate between Democrats about what really needs to go into this bill.
Yeah. And do we know what the centrist Democrats, the Senator Kristen Sinema of Arizona, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, how they feel about the larger bill?
They have said that they're skeptical of the top line number of $3.5 trillion, but they haven't said exactly what they would support instead.
Okay. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell on the watch for us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.